It's time to talk National Basketball Association on O'Connell and Swinney. Today we talk with our Utah Jazz insider Jody Genesee from the Deseret News. Now let's talk hoops on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
I'm Sean O'Connell. That's Brian Swinney across from me. Dave Gore on the other side of the producer's glass in his Quit Trippin' shirt. And Jody Genesee joining us on our I Am Flash hotline to talk a little Utah Jazz basketball. Jody! How are you, sir?
Yoo-hoo. I'm so good. My wife just asked me, are you glad to go back to work? I've been off work since December 23rd.
Whoa!
I know. It's incredible. Like, this never happens to sports writers. But I said, I have all this vacation time. I'm freaking going to use it, so deal with it. So, anyway.
And you're happy
to be back on the job.
You're coming back tonight? You're coming back for the Cavs?
Oh,
perfect timing. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, if it was like the Sacramento Kings or somebody, I'd probably call it sick. But, yeah, I think I'll make it back for the Cavs.
I've gotten to the point now where I can't show up for these big-time Jazz games, like when the Warriors come to town or the Cavs come to town.
Because you're just showing up for those.
Because Jonathan and Derek of the sports information staff will come down and be like, hey, you're only showing up when we got the big boys in town? I'm like, no, I was here for the Timberwolves.
They weren't.
I was, actually. I went to the Timberwolves game earlier this year, but yeah, I can't go to these games. I got to find like the middle ground until I ease myself back in, Jody.
Yeah, I want to see you at a Minnesota game one of these times, Mr. OC.
I'm telling you, I was there when the Timberwolves came to town.
But you're from Minnesota, so it's like me going for the Lakers or Clippers. It's essentially the same thing.
It's actually not like that.
It's exactly the same thing.
Kyle Korver making his return to the Viv. Is this the biggest draw tonight? Kyle Korver or LeBron James, bigger draw tonight?
Oh, in Salt Lake City, it's got to be Kyle Korver.
Gosh.
Get your I Heart Kyle, Mrs. Korver t-shirts out. he's such a good guy. I really enjoy Kyle. He is kind of dreamy as well, so there's that. But he really is a terrific person. And I was thinking about this earlier today. He's going to Cleveland, and the cool thing about that is because Kyle, he still helps people with his charity here in Utah. So everywhere he goes, Chicago, Atlanta, Utah, Iowa, wherever he's gone, he's helping people. And so now people in Cleveland are going to benefit from his charity too. What a great guy. But I mean, as far as basketball goes, I think he's a tremendous fit for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Jazz are 5-5 in their last 10. After Cleveland, they've got a weaker stretch, to the point where you could see them reel off over the next 10, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 wins or so. Is this the time to strike right after Cleveland? Do they really need to get hot right now to solidify a good spot in the West?
They really do, and for multiple reasons. Now they have all their guys back, and everybody's not to 100% right now, and they're still working on the chemistry issues and the combinations and things like that, and that's going to take a little bit of time to work through. But, yeah, they've got everybody back, so no excuses on that front. They've got a favorable schedule. They don't have a horrible travel schedule either, because most of the next month almost, it's just a couple of one-offs. So they're gone for one game, they're coming back. And those are winnable games, too, against winnable teams. So this is really the time leading into the All-Star break. They need to make a push. And they could really solidify themselves as a top 4 or 5 team with a really strong push right now.
Is making that push as simple as keeping George Hill healthy?
It could be. I mean, he's such a big difference maker. And obviously they're not going to win every single game. I was disappointed they finally lost a game with Gordon Hayward and George Hill. I predicted they were going to go on a 45-game winning streak once George Hill came back, because they were 7-0 in the first 7 games that those two had played together. But that's in Memphis, so that's a tough draw. But, yeah, George Hill is a difference maker. He's so feisty on defense. He's such a good leader on the offensive end. He's vocal. He demands respect. He is so good with the ball. I think that might be the most important thing that he does. He just doesn't turn the ball over. He's a good shooter. He does everything so well for this system that Gordon Hayward's had a terrific year. Rudy Gobert is superb. but George Hill might be the glue guy.
LeBron James rolling into town tonight, obviously, with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he hasn't had great success up at the Viv in his past, some heartbreaking losses. Why do you think Salt Lake's been so hard on LeBron James and for him getting wins when he comes in here, whether as a member of the Cavs or as a member of the Heat?
Yeah, I mean, when you're losing to Sunday out of Gaines got him, Gordon Hayward got him, he has had some memorable losses here. It's been fun. The Jazz have just seem to get up for him every time that they play here, and it's been really interesting. He did have that 50 some odd point game where Jazz fans gave him a standing ovation, so he's had his moments, but it's, I guess, you know, that's the type of game where Utah has really used the energy of the home crowd and played super well. I don't know if it's one specific thing, because it goes back to the Jerry Sloan era with that time when Deron Williams was missing the fourth quarter because of an injury, and Sundiata Gaines came in and won that game, and then Gordon Hayward won the game, and I think Mo Williams hit a big shot against, I think it was Mo Williams. My memory is fading, but Jazz had another exciting win over the Cavaliers a couple of years ago, so they just get up for Cleveland, so it'll be fun if they do again tonight.
Attendance is obviously getting better as the Jazz get better. How far are they away from being, you know, that near sellout crowd or sellout crowd, even when it's not LeBron James coming into town?
Yeah, I think that's a year or two away, probably. I think if they have a really strong year this year and maybe make it to the second round, maybe challenge to get into the Western Conference Finals, or hey, if they did somehow get in the Western Conference Finals, that would really light something underneath these fans. The crowds have been pretty good this year, but like you said, for some of the not in the Phoenixes and Sacramentos and some of the other, there are a lot of green seats. There won't be any empty seats tonight, but that's where Utah can really have such an advantage when that building is full. Just the way it's structured and so much concrete, it gets so loud, and the crowd is just, it's shaped so the fans are right on top of the players. It really does give an awesome advantage for the Jazz. So the sooner that happens, the better, honestly.
What are their chances tonight? I mean, obviously Cleveland's the defending NBA champs, but what are the Jazz chances tonight of pulling off the slight upset, if you will?
I like their chances. I think it would be an upset. Cleveland's, you know, the defending champs, and they're playing well. I mean, they might struggle getting Kyle Korver integrated. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how Cleveland does in that regard. And so I like the Jazz's chances. The hard part is they're coming off that long road trip, and coaches typically, we'll hear Quinn Snyder here in a half hour say the first game back after a long road trip is like a road game, because you're still trying to get your legs. They didn't have a shoot around this morning because he wanted to preserve their energy and not, you know, just because they're coming off that long road trip. So that will be a challenge, but I think they'll be up to it. I think it should be a really good game.
We're going to talk about this here in about 10 minutes and open it up to all of our listeners. So I wanted to get your perspective on this, Jody. In the job, right, you get used to watching NBA basketball. You get a little bit desensitized to it. But sometimes, you know, the treat of watching the best in the world, like a LeBron James do it, even pushes through that jaded facade of people in the business. So who are the guys that when the Jazz play, or that are on the Jazz, that you still get that, you know, that can still thrill you since it's your job to watch NBA basketball effectively?
I mean, LeBron's number one for me.
Sure.
In fact, Tim Bontemps of the Washington Post reached out to me the other day, and he did an unofficial straw poll of MVP, and everybody voted for James Harden and Russell Westbrook, and rightfully so. Those two are having fantastic, phenomenal years. I voted for LeBron James. I think he's the underdog. He's the overlooked superstar. Sometimes we forget, like, we just get used to how good LeBron is. He is having a phenomenal season. His assists are up. He's shooting better from three-point range. He's a freak of nature. He has the body of Karl Malone, but moves like a gazelle. And just, I mean, he really is when you look at LeBron on the basketball court, especially up close, like we're fortunate to be able to do, he looks too big and too fast for the court. The court looks too small for him. And so I always look forward to watching LeBron. Steph Curry is fun just because you never know when he's going to go off. There are other players, Zaza Pachulia. No, I'm just kidding. LeBron definitely is the top of my list.
That's Jody Gennessy. Give him a follow on Twitter at DJ Jazzy Jody if you're not doing it already. He's a fun follow for basketball, fun to follow his health and weight loss journey as well. And Jody, man, keep it up. It's awesome. It's inspiring. You're helping out a lot of people. And was that number you posted? That's in 2017. You've already lost that much weight?
I had a bad holiday. You know, I kind of fell off my bandwagon and ate it. So I have lost 17 pounds since January 1st. But a lot of that was repentance weight loss that comes off really quickly if you start eating healthy again. So you know how that is. But I've lost 127 pounds in the last 10 months. So I thank you. I feel amazing. Like my life, it's been life-changing. It's changed everything about me. Like really. Like I feel like I'm a happier person. I'm more hopeful. And I don't know. I guess I should be a better basketball writer, too. I'll work on that.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're all waiting for, Jody. No, just kidding. Have fun at the game tonight. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks,
Jody.
Thanks, guys.